It's the next year on podtech.net. I'm Matt Kelly. An absolutely beautiful day here in sunny Southern California, and we're here in West Hollywood at the Urban Outfitters on Melrose Avenue for the Smart USA Cross Country Roadshow. It's a nationwide tour to introduce the Smart for Two to U.S. consumers. The car is scheduled to arrive here in auto showrooms in the first part of 2008, but consumers here aren't waiting till then to check out this two-seater that's already extremely popular in Europe. What brought you out here today?
Well, I was just getting a coffee right across the street, and I saw the Smart cars, and I've always wanted to try them.
What attracts you to the vehicle?
They're just so darn cute.
And what's your name and where are you from?
My name's Kristen. I'm from St. Louis, but I've been here a year.
Davis Michaels from Los Angeles. I've been waiting for this test drive for about, since I saw them in Europe about 5 years ago. I've been waiting for it and thought it would never come. I've just been on that website like every day, just checking for what day I could just come out here and drive.
I'm Jessica Nicholas, and I am from St. Louis, Missouri.
Are you here to test drive the Smart?
Yes, I am.
What attracts you to this vehicle?
Well, the first time I actually saw them was when I was in Europe about 6 years ago. And I thought they were really cool. They're small, easy to park, good on, you know, affordable and gas and that kind of thing. So,
would you buy one?
Perhaps. I have to test drive it first.
Are you going to test drive the Smart?
Yes.
What attracts you to the vehicle?
The economy, the efficiency, being able to park in small places.
Did you come out here to Urban Outfitters just for this event?
Yes, absolutely.
And where did you come from?
Canoga Park.
My name's Kristen Ryder. I live in California, born in Ohio.
What attracts you to the vehicle?
It's cute, small, efficient, and better for the environment.
I think the size, and we have a Mini, so we won't see the difference.
And did you come out here just for this event?
No, just saw it, so good advertising. We saw the $10 sales on the clothing, so I said, hey, let's go check that out.
Well, we thought we'd go for a ride to see for ourselves what all the excitement is about.
We're going for a test drive in the all-new Smart for Two. The vehicle has really a lot of space. It's deceiving when you look at it for being such a small vehicle. I'm about 5'9" and I have plenty of legroom. I, in fact, even had to bring up the seat because my feet would not reach the pedal. We're out here in West Hollywood, California, just going for a little drive around the block, really just about two blocks each way. But I'm surprised that the vehicle has as much pickup as it does. It's got an automated manual transmission, which means that it can operate as a standard or as an automatic. Great braking capability with it. A lot of people are waving and looking at us. I think they're surprised to see this type of vehicle on the streets here in Los Angeles. But they'll be here before long. First quarter 2008, we expect this vehicle to be on the streets here in the United States. This is the passion version of the Smart. The vehicle will come in three distinct option packages. It starts with the Pure, the base model, then you upgrade to the Passion, which we're driving here today, and then the Passion Cabriolet, which is the convertible that is also getting quite a lot of popular response today from folks. The car has a lot of pickup to it. I'm really amazed with it. You would think with something so small and with such a small engine, it would just kind of putt-putt along, but it is definitely humming. It's got all the accessories, air conditioning, AM/FM cassette. It'll probably come with a CD package as well. It's deceiving as well that the front end, while it looks like it's really short, you have plenty of front end in front of you as you drive the vehicle. Great thing about the vehicle is it's customizable with its color in terms of its door panels. You can switch them out if you'd like. Well, we've enjoyed the ride here on the Smart for Two.
So how are other people reacting?
Yeah, they're pretty neat. It would be great if more people drove something like that. But
what do you think the promise of the vehicle represents?
I don't know. Maybe we can all drive something that gets a little better gas mileage and stop importing foreign oil. But man, that's political.
What did you think of it?
I enjoyed it. It's aesthetic. I just like the smallness of it. It's small and it's cute.
Do you feel it's safe?
Sure. I mean, you know, 50 million Frenchmen can't be wrong.
My name is Elise. I'm from Los Angeles.
And did you come out here today specifically for this event?
I've been waiting for this event for a long time, so I've been tracking it. Yeah, so yes, I came out just today into Melrose just to test drive it. I've been waiting for years to get behind the wheel of that thing.
So what do you think about their cross-country tour here as a way to introduce the vehicle to American consumers?
I think it's brilliant. I've been to a lot of countries in Europe, so I've been seeing it for years. But for the American consumer who's looking to buy a car, who hasn't had the opportunity to see how adorable they are, and just see how cute and how much attention they get when you're driving, this is a great opportunity because it's going to give people all over the country a chance to get out and test drive one. What's most amazing is when you look at it, to think how cute and small it is, and you get inside of it and you realize how much room there is. I mean, I'm even carrying packages with me now, and I've got my purse, and I'm like, where am I going to put it? And there was like plenty of room in the back, and we opened the top, and it's like you just feel like there's so much more space in it than from the appearance of the car.
Will you buy one?
Yeah, I've already put my $99 down. I'm already like on reservation, and I'm just debating between colors, so yeah.
I test drove it. She test passengered it. I thought it was fun. I really liked it.
Yeah, really cool. Lots of fun. Uh-huh.
Will you buy one?
Well, I wanted it to be electric, and it wasn't, so no.
There is talk of it perhaps being a hybrid. They are investigating it. What do you feel about that?
Well, I guess a hybrid would be okay, but all electric would be even better, you know. And it's not real cheap either. It'd be nice if it was cheaper.
I thought it drove wonderfully. I think I was very impressed with the pickup. And it's very comfortable for being such a small little vehicle. It is so comfortable. It is so roomy. And you look at, I'm watching a Mini Coupe right now in front of it that's bigger, that looks more squishy inside. I think the price is very reasonable.
Hi, my name is Scott. I'm from Mar Vista, California. I was pleasantly surprised, to be honest with you, because I've read some conflicting reports in some of the automotive press and about the 0-60 speeds that had me concerned about freeway access and all that. I learned today that in lieu of the diesel that has been in Europe, that this is going to be a Mitsubishi-based sourced gasoline engine. And I was impressed with the acceleration, frankly. I mean, I didn't expect it to be a race car, but it was a little more sporting than I thought it would be. Certainly the ergonomics of the car are impressive. I mean, it's big on the inside and small on the outside.
What do you think about Smart for doing this cross-country tour as a way to introduce U.S. consumers to the 4.2?
Well, I think it's very smart. I like to make up my own mind, so to be able to have access to the car, to have the tactile response to get in it, to drive it, I think it's very smart, if you'll pardon the pun, and I think it's a good marketing technique, certainly.
Well, based on the response here today of both young and old alike, the Smart for 2 is a hit. To find out if the Smart for 2 Cross Country Roadshow will be coming to your city, just log on to smartusa.com for more information. I'm Matt Kelly for the next gear on podtech.net.